This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Every relationship has roles.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you do things for your partner. They do things for you.
Yeah, you got to fall into them.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, you try your best to make sure those things even out.
Right.
But there is one area where no heterosexual relationship will ever be even.
Yep.
And it sucks because most men don't want anyone but their significant other doing this for them.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's time for all you ladies out there to finally step the F up.
Oh, man, Pat.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Some of you, my wife and kids were out of town over the weekend.
Yeah.
And my wife drove 6 hours to, like, Philadelphia to see her family. They went down to Delaware to do all this stuff. So when she got back, shoulders back, bothering her because she was driving all day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a job in the bedroom other than the obvious one.
What, vacuum?
Not to brag,
yeah.
I am a great massager.
Oh, you are.
I give.
Oh, my God. You get into my shoulders when you were a kid?
Look, I'm so confident.
Okay, how do you know that?
Well, because my wife constantly asks me to massage. And I've gotten compliments from multiple people that I've given massages to.
Yeah.
And I'm so confident in my massage work, I will give you a massage if you ask for it. That's how good I am at massages. But here's the thing.
Shirts off.
Yeah, that's fine. Right. I am only if we get to film it and you have to keep eye contact with me while I'm doing it.
Seems like it would be difficult.
Watch me work.
Just enjoying face to face.
Yeah. Well, I didn't tell you what I'm massaging, bud.
Yeah. You know, you're getting the raw end of this deal, right?
Yeah, you're right. I didn't think this all the way through, did I? Kimmy, I know I'm good at massages.
Okay.
Because my wife asked me to do it way longer than I want to.
Okay.
But I have to do my thing, be a good husband.
Yeah.
However, there is a problem in this arrangement.
What's that?
I'm great at massages.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, on the other hand, is terrible at massage.
Well, women don't want to touch us for that long.
It's not that.
I don't believe your wife literally like works with
skin.
Her hands and skin for a living. Like I would think she has the touch.
But she doesn't want to do it. She doesn't does it all day.
She has no.
She's probably tired.
She has
tired hands, Pat.
My wife
doesn't want to waste them on you.
What is your?
And most guys want one thing massaged. Like, all right, let's do. Let me roll over now.
Don't do that.
Massage this.
Kimmy has 4 HR complaints from just today's show. Please stop that.
I think I'm stuck here.
Dear HR person, Tommy Mule.
Come on, be cool, man. Help me up.
I will pause the show.
I'm fine.
Look, it's not my wife's fault. Mm. She's got little hands. And she's not
Well, most women do.
Yes,
get
I
the
got
job
it.
Done.
And she's not strong enough to make a difference in my big, stupid Irish body. I get it. And there's no point now in even my wife attempting to give me a massage because it's not going to do anything for me.
Right.
And it sucks because she is getting these great 10 to 15 minute shoulder and back rub downs.
Right.
And she gets them anytime she wants them. Meanwhile, I'm sitting around with knots all over the place, sore back, sore shoulders. I get no relief. And I came to this realization the other day.
So what do you think?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. No heterosexual relationship in the history of the earth has ever had equal massage privileges.
So one's a rubber, one ain't.
Yeah.
One has the touch and one doesn't.
Look, the guy is always better at it, and he is always way more willing to do it. Am I wrong? 252 WCMF?
I never ask my husband for a massage because he's too, like, he's the kind of guy that, like, it'll, if he finds a knot, it's not, now this is an unpleasant massage because he's like, I got to get it out. And I'm like, ouch, this hurts. I don't like this.
Much like our honeymoon.
Wow, I can't believe you went there.
Five. Now five. It's five. We're just, HR. Yep, yep. If we had an HR person, you would
Isn't
be in a lot
of trouble. Is it your outfit today? Like, what's happening?
It's that one flew over the cuckoo's nest look that has them all over.
What's that mean? It's your material.
No, you heard what he said. Slap it in batting your material.
No, my husband uses way too much pressure with his massages.
Okay.
It is unpleasant. It does not feel nice. It's not relaxing. It's more of like a technical thing.
So it's like a grapes of wrath situation.
So I'm wondering, though, too, like, I mean, guys are more motivated to give a massage because they want to, you know, get things going.
I get that, yeah.
And I don't think women have that same motivation.
No.
Like, man, let me rub his shoulders. Maybe I get me some. Yeah, I mean,
know if it's
I don't
always
think,
that intention.
I don't think women come at it that way.
Okay, fine. But here's the thing. I will have sex with my wife, would love to have sex with my wife any moment.
I understand
of any time,
that.
But I'm not giving her massages in the interest of getting laid. Like, I'm doing it because I love her.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But I think most guys are thinking, you know.
Look, I get where you're coming from.
Rub it in.
I think that most men who are not you.
Work it down my back to my sacroiliac.
They want to feel like they have a role.
Okay.
And they want to make their wives feel good, right, or their girlfriends feel good. So even if sex is not on the horizon, they still would be happy to give them a grand old massage.
All right.
And you ladies can't do it.
No.
Right? Like, what is extra cruel about this on top of it?
What's that?
Women, and Kimmy, tell me if you think I'm wrong, are way more likely to pay for a stranger to give them a massage than most men.
Oh, the spa treatment.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like
but
a
that's
thing.
Usually a
go
woman.
For a spa day.
Well, no. I mean, my wife will request guys when she goes to get massages.
Yeah, it could be either.
Why are you laughing?
I know HR is listening.
Why are you laughing? What? No. What happened?
What were you going to say about his wife?
Huh?
Nothing.
Huh?
But what?
What?
She's not even speaking words of her.
He's rattled right now.
Give me what I'm getting at is.
Yeah.
Not only does my wife get wonderful massages from me,
yeah,
she is also willing to go to a place and pay to get a massage, where I do not want to go pay for someone else to put their hands on my body. I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So it's not fair. There's no place where I can go and get rubbed down.
But you can. You just don't want to.
I could. It's just not what I'm. I would like my wife to do it, but she's got baby hands and not strong enough. And she won't even I've told her too, like, just get your elbows and just like, she's, no, it's going
to
hurt you.
That doesn't look comfortable to me.
Just get the knot out.
Like, I don't want to be elbowed.
Well, you got baby body too.
I have a normal, smaller man body.
No, you got baby body. We got messages coming in on Instagram. Yeah. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. When it comes to heterosexual relationships, in the history of relationships, no couple has ever had equal massage privileges. And I'm only reading this one right now because, again, it's the greatest name we've ever heard. Jesse Ray Pragel writes us.
That's not the actual name.
Jesse Ray Pragel.
Yeah, no, we discovered this person yesterday.
Oh, and I thought it was a chick.
No, it's a dude.
No, you said it's a dude.
It is a dude. He's got a lot of trucks on there, so we think it's a dude. So Jesse Ray Pragel, right?
What's he saying?
My wife sucks at massages on purpose so she doesn't have to do it. So it goes back to your theory.
They don't want to touch us any more than they have to.
All right, we've had Kimmy's take on this. Mm-hmm. Her big, strong husband. Uh-huh. Too strong for massage.
He is.
Let's get another lady in here.
All right.
Donna's on CMF. Hey, Donna, how are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
Good. What do you got for us?
I agree that relationships do not have equal massage privileges, but I disagree that only men do a great job at it.
Oh.
I can give an awesome massage. And I never get one in reciprocal, you know? I never get it back.
All right, so Donna, let's talk about some...
Maybe that's a you thing.
Will you let me ask... What, are you doing a pressure on you?
I don't get it back.
All right, Donna, ignore the man in the ice cream outfit.
I'm drooling on you for some reason.
Donna, can I ask you some personal questions? Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Okay, how old are you?
I'll determine if I want to answer them or not.
All right, sure.
Answer, honey.
All right, how old are you, Donna?
59. I'll be 60 this year.
And a girl, are you married, single? What's a sitch?
Divorced, but in a relationship for the last 17 years.
Okay, so you've been with this guy for a while. Is he aware that he's dropping the ball in the massage realm?
Probably not.
So, I mean, you got to communicate, Donnie. You got to look him in the face and say, listen.
Rub either. Me.
Yeah. I mean,
Is it that he doesn't offer, well, or you don't want it from him because he's bad at it?
Well, whenever, I mean, it's been 17 years, you know. I mean, whenever he has, like, you know, given me, you know, rubbing massages, whatever, it's usually been short and inadequate, and so I just don't even bother trying anymore.
Well, he ain't into it.
My son, who is 25, rubbed my shoulders better.
Yes. Not where I thought this was going.
It's not sexual.
I didn't need to hear that.
Why?
So my point is, it's definitely not reciprocal. It's definitely not even with relationships.
Boy, come over here and rub your mama's shoulder. That ain't doing it right.
All right, Donna, I think I can fix this for you, actually. If
you're
interested.
I'm going to fix it.
I can fix it.
You going to come a rubber?
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm really good at it.
That's what I've been hearing.
But no, I think my wife would have a problem with that. Donna, here, can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
When's your birthday?
October.
All right, so this October, when you're turning 60,
yeah,
for your birthday, get your man a book and, like, lotions and stuff on how to be a good massage. And tell him all I want.
Like a how-to, a manual.
Yes, I want you to learn how to do this because, you know, it would make my life a hell of a lot better. I think that would work. I think that would, like, light a fire.
But I think she's got to, like, lay in the bed and be ready for him.
Yeah. That'd be sexy, too, Donna.
Yeah. You had to have that, just that little towel over your fanny, and you're ready to go.
Fanny towel. Yeah.
Bear Donna.
Yeah.
Donna, do you want her? Let's turn this bedroom into a sauna.
My son, for Mother's Day.
No. Stop bringing your son into this thing. Jesus Christ, woman, we're not in Arkansas.
He's a good kid. Listen to me.
He was a good kid. Now he's disturbed.
Mother's Day, a couple of years ago, he bought me a massage for Mother's Day at one of the spas you're looking at.
Okay, yeah. That's a nice spa.
That's a good Mother's Day gift, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just tell him, no, don't worry about it. My boyfriend's got it taken care of, son. Donna, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
What?
No, I just find it weird how with you, everything is sexual.
Well, when you're talking about rubbing bodies, that's sexual.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. That's how it starts.
Sometimes it's more of a functional thing.
There are people.
You've got lower back pain.
Yes.
Well, the function turns into the functional.
People go to college for this. They're doctors that specialize in this.
I get it.
No, you don't, because you don't go to the
doctor.
Wait, there
ain't no doctor masseuse.
Yes, there are.
That's got to be like the lowest end doctor. I'm sorry.
If you're a professional,
I love
masseuse,
how you go, I'm sorry, you let her start talking, and then you talk over her again.
Just because you look like you work in a spa doesn't mean you're an expert.
You were saying, Kimmy.
If you're a professional masseuse, I wonder if, like, people must bug you all the time to give them, like, a shoulder rub.
Oh, like friends and family.
Oh, yeah,
just in your house, you are probably constantly rubbing shoulders.
Well, I don't know, though. Like, if your husband is an OBGYN, are you asking him to constantly check out your gay area?
Jesus,
well,
what, are you turning into me now? You
want to
borrow my white shirt? Hey, you want to have a look down there? Just right around
well,
there.
No, I'm asking sincerely.
I got an itch down there. Can
well,
you just
Well, I'm sure if you're a doctor,
quick?
And same with your wife, she probably gets asked questions all the time about whatever issue somebody's
but
having.
But I think there are different things based on how intimate your
job is.
Specialty is.
Yeah, like proctologist.
Yes, exactly. Like, my wife's a dermatologist. She looks me up and down every night, checks my skin, cuts stuff off me, whatever. If she was a proctologist, I highly doubt she'd want to put on a miner's cap.
Yeah, that's
no, let's say you
different.
Get an itchy rectum. Can you just take a look at it real quick?
I'm
asking you right now. It's very itchy.
I know you don't have an itchy rectum because you wouldn't have gone all white today. 252-WCMF.
I call it Risky Thursday.
Never in the history
every
of...
Every Thursday's risky.
Man, Kimmy is crushing you today. And she's going to get you fired. Never in the history of heterosexual relationships has there been a couple with equal massage privileges. Men always have it better, except for Donna and Kimmy, apparently. Yeah. They're the ones that are getting the raw deal. Is there a way to fix this?
No.
You want to think about it for a second.
You would have to entice her.
I think that
her.
Type of touch is a hard thing to teach. Like, you either have a feel for it or you don't.
And a desire to touch you that way.
It's your partner.
No, I think that there are people that want to. They just may not be good at it. Like, but they may try and be like, never mind.
But it's also, like, to do it right, it's a probably, what, 15 to 20 minute commitment? Like, to do a nice massage on somebody.
That's when my wife weighs me off.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a lot to ask somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To, like, here, rub my hairy, mole-infested back for 15, 20 minutes.
But so I have found, like, to, you know, because you're right, when you're not doing anything else,
yeah,
it's a long time. Like, I'll put sports on the TV in our room and I'll rub away. Like, that says my wife can't watch a Netflix show.
Okay.
As long as I'm getting hands all up and down my body, getting them glutes, mash them up real good.
Ugh.
You know, we keep saying heterosexual relationships. Well, okay, we'll put a pin in that because there's folks waiting on hold. I'm sorry. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Alicia. Hello, Alicia.
Hey, Duffy, so my husband and I are working from home, and he just heard your comment. He came into the room and said, Duffy's wrong. You do give good massages. He doesn't know anything.
Wow.
And I just wanted to call to prove you wrong.
Okay, Alicia, he's trying to get laid today. You know that, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't need to do that to get laid.
She's always ready.
Fair enough.
You're so good, honey. Everyone else sucks, but I'm so lucky to have you. Oh, man.
Exactly.
Take your pants off. Alicia, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
No problem.
All right, we keep saying heterosexual relationships, right? When it comes to same-sex couples, genuine question.
Yeah.
I would assume two dudes, because they can be as strong as each other, would give each other dynamite massages.
Okay.
Right? Like, if we were in a relationship together, you and I, like, I would be able to massage you well, despite the fact you got baby hands. You can get in there and, you know, whatever.
Oh, I get in there, bro.
Kimmy, do you think two women would be able to give each other good massages, or would no one in that relationship get a good massage?
No, I think so.
We're
Why
talking.
You?
Well, I don't know.
I think you don't think a woman gives a good massage because for you, it's not enough pressure. But for a woman, that would be plenty of pressure.
You think so?
Just depends on your own personal preference, really. I don't see why it wouldn't work.
I'm just saying, like,
Again, I just think some people have the touch and some people don't.
Okay. So I got the touch is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, you do, but then your wife still decides to go out and get professional
massage. No, she doesn't. No, I'm talking about like when it comes up. Like if she has to go to like a bachelorette party or like something like that. No, she doesn't. Bro, she knows where her bread's buttered. These hands right here, baby. These hands.
Buttery hands.
Ladies are now coming to the defense of themselves.
Oh, okay.
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Noodly writes, she looks like a younger lady. Us ladies may not be the best at a real massage, but we got the back and head scratches down. Y'all boys love
those. Back scratchers. Oh, yeah. Pro back scratchers.
Does your...
Been doing that since elementary school.
Does your... Who were you back scratching in elementary?
Don't you remember, like, the kids, if you were sitting on the ground, like, scratch each other's backs?
No.
You don't remember? Well, that was a girl
thing.
Were
you raised by monkeys?
I think it was a girl thing.
Can we back up?
Because you did all, like, the games, you know what I mean?
Wait, you itched each other's backs?
There was, like, a song that went along to it. It was,
yeah, it was called Creepy Kimmy, Creepy Kimmy, touching my friend's backs. Creepy Kimmy, Creepy Kimmy, I touch you right now. I got a creep.
Terrible
Her
song.
Name is Kim. Rub it all up.
I didn't learn that Eric Canal song. No, it was like cool breeze, tight squeeze, da 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 da.
Why
always
like think,
a whole song that went along to it, like the hand games.
But I do think like when you talk
I
about
I can't remember
like,
what it was called.
When you did it bother you when she talks over you?
No.
Did you see the look on his face?
Yeah,
did you see the look on his face? Excuse me, girl, man talking.
Please go on.
I have a massage. I have to give it 15 minutes. I have to get this out, please. You were saying, I'm sorry, Tommy.
No, but I think like you talked about like lesbian couples. I'm sure they're more comfortable with their bodies. So like, you know what I mean?
No, I'm talking.
And even like gay men, like I just think they're more comfortable touching each other where we wouldn't be.
I'm talking from a pure how it feels standpoint. Pressure, strength of hands.
But I think she's right. Like,
another
woman
knows.
Yeah, I know
what I like, so I know what she's going to like.
Yeah, it's another woman's touch, so she knows how to apply the pressure.
Okay.
Don't come in hard. You know, like you just want to, like guys are going to treat it like it's a job, you know?
Speak for yourself. You know, it's funny.
Like it's a work site.
I've been talking about my massage situation. Kimmy, you've been talking about your husband massaging you.
Yeah.
Is your wife asking?
King rub.
Oh, really?
King rub.
How often does
Bro,
your
look at these soft hands.
How often does your wife ask for you to
get Nonstop.
Why do you lie in the FCC airwaves? Why?
How do you know I'm lying?
Because I'm looking at your hands
you
right now.
You don't think I'm desirable. Neither of you think I am a desirable human being to another human being.
All right, in defense of like, us.
It grosses you out to think of me.
No, you just gross me out, period. I don't have to think of you in any way.
To be naked and intimate.
Why are you you naked giving a massage?
No, I'm just being, I'm always naked and intimate. When I'm doing intimate, I'm always naked.
You don't even
when
sleep naked.
When you're giving
naked.
A massage?
And massages don't have to be intimate.
No.
What I get done is...
He doesn't even know how to say sentences. He starts a sentence not knowing where it's going. Just hope he finds it.
Well, that's my whole career.
Frank writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF.
Crisscross applesauce. That's what it was called.
Okay, I love how you're trying to defend what a massive creep she sounded like rubbing her friend's
back.
Oh,
when you're sitting down.
Yeah.
Oh.
By the way, does your husband have to tell you to scratch harder when you scratch his back?
But sometimes it grosses me out.
Okay.
Something about like skin on nails.
No,
yeah, because it, yeah.
No,
I don't mind doing it like over his shirt. I will, but it kind of grosses me out.
Yeah, because it's like a chalkboard.
Yeah. Especially if my nails are longer. Ugh.
You married that man.
Yeah, I know. He knows. I told him, scratch his back all day with the shirt off.
It's not the same thing. Like, every time I need a good back scratching, like a bear, I have to tell my wife, like, harder, harder, harder.
Do they still make those back scratchers like they used to back in the day?
Yeah, it doesn't do the same thing, though.
Yeah, I mean...
like a good scratch.
You only buy those if you're a sad single man, because I got a wife to scratch my back.
Right.
Or I scratch it on a doorstop like a real man.
like a
cat?
Bear cat? Oh, yeah, or a bear cat. All right, we'll finish it up with Rich. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I've been married... 20-plus years.
Mm.
I've been with my wife 20-plus years. Married 11 years. I rate my massage skills a 13 out of 10. My wife's skills, 3 out of 10. She's terrible. No BS, no effort. She tries to feed my ego and tell me I'm too big for her to massage. Total BS, ladies. Amen. Amen. Fix it, girls.
All right. Get
Fix
on
it.
Yeah.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days. Ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Hey, that's us.
Hey.
And just like that, it's all over.
Oh, man.
Beautiful summer.
Yeah.
MVPs, new faces, guys that we missed and were brought back. And today is the last day, if you're lucky enough to have a ticket, to go lay your eyes on them in Pittsburgh, New York. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF for the final time this summer.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Ave and Ridge Road, Webster, Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Dansville, Spencerport, and Farmington, and We The Hobby, 23 Arlington Street, WeTheHobby.com. You can catch him every weekday, 3 to 6, on the Sports Bar, on our sister station, 95.7 The Fan, the Spanish Clipper. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mike Danger. How's it going?
I don't believe for a second that you didn't watch Hard Knocks, by the way.
I have not watched a second of it.
I don't buy it.
Danger, I'm not watching this. I didn't watch The Four Falls of Buffalo because I didn't want to cry. And the only way I will watch this, and I've decided this yesterday because I was getting crap from another buddy of ours. Mm. If the Bills win the Super Bowl, I will go back and binge watch it because the jinx will have been eradicated. But I'm not watching it.
Look at this guy who believes in jinxes.
You're a Cubs fan, you dick.
What does that have to do with anything?
You're the jinxiest of all jinx franchises of all time.
The jinxiest of jinx?
You got
King
cat,
Jinx?
King Jinx. You got cat games. You got weird guys in turtlenecks and headphones touching balls. And that's not even Tommy Saturday Night. I mean,
Don't forget about the goats.
And goats, too.
Yep.
All right, Danger, as we sit on the precipice of our last day of Bills camp, I do want to ask you, because you've been out there every single day watching.
Sweating it out.
Yep, with those Spanish eyes. The player you believe, in your humble opinion, who has surprised the most from the first day of camp as camp closes today?
For me, it's Trey White. It's unquestionably Trey White. Like, I viewed the Trey White signing in the offseason as a favor. Like, okay, he's at the end of his career. This is cute. He's coming back. Trey White looks the part, and he's got an energy and a leadership about him that we hadn't really seen the last couple of years because he was injured. And he feels like he's back. I don't know that he's back to the point where we're going to see him all season. That might be a lot to ask from him. But he's been fantastic and a really, really pleasant surprise for me.
All right. With the exception of Tommy, we found out yesterday at this time, linebacker Baylen Spector, who had been released because he's been injured. Oh, with him, you know, obviously the exception because he's not here anymore. In your humble opinion, Danger, the player who was hurt most by their performance at training camp that maybe you thought was going to have a genuine role on this team.
You know, it's funny. I think Cole Bishop being injured for most of camp has it hurts him, but it only hurts him in that he's missing reps. I think he's still going to be your week one starter, even though he's missed all this time with injury. And Cole Bishop is somebody that they are putting a lot of pressure on to kind of step up here in his second year and play in that defensive backfield alongside Taylor Rapp. It's a real important position. It's something that the Bills are trying to recapture since moving on from Poyer and Hyde. And I think that Bishop not being on the practice field, I mean, he's out there taking reps in, you know, installation portions of the practice where they're not hitting each other. And, you know, he's not in gear. He's not in pads. But yeah, I think that hurts him. I think missing those reps hurts him.
Okay. With all that being said, the Bills head back to Orchard Park after today, and they have their first game, New York Giants coming to town. Former friend Daboll, Brian Daboll, head coach of the Giants. 1 o'clock Saturday, a game you can listen to live right here on 96.5 WCMF. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
Josh Allen does not need to play in the preseason.
No.
However, they normally give him a little bit of time to get on. Danger, this is the only home preseason game.
Right.
They're also playing the Bears in prime time next Sunday, which I'm furious about.
Right, prime time?
Yeah, it's an 8 o'clock Sunday night preseason game.
They do. Is this something new?
It's on national television.
I know, but is that something new? They're doing night preseason?
No, tonight, there is more, like the official preseason kicks off. So there will now be games pretty much like every day.
So that Hall of Fame game doesn't count?
No, it's actually an extra game for those two teams.
Oh, all right.
It actually doesn't count. Danger, do they give Josh time in the first preseason game and then set him the rest of the preseason because he's going to be at home? Or do we see him get his one drive in the final preseason game when they will be in, I forget, but wherever they'll be?
We asked McDermott about that yesterday, and he said they're still working through it. He didn't give anything up. If I had to guess, and it's just a guess based on what we saw last year, if you remember last year, the preseason game against the Bears, he played a series. I think he had like 8 plays or something like that. So I would say, yes, we see him, but don't blink.
Oh, yeah, why would you risk it?
Well, I mean, you do want to get him out there for a second.
Oh, my God. It doesn't mean crap.
It does mean crap.
He's been doing it since he was crap and yellow.
You got,
let him go.
You got new wide receivers on the team that are going to be major contributors, right? Josh Palmer.
Other people need it.
Yeah. I mean,
like, but how much are you going to get to? I mean, if he's only going to be out there for a second.
Yes.
And you got these receivers. He's going to catch one ball. I'm good.
You just want to make sure it all looks smooth, right, Danger? I mean, it's not
give
about.
Give him a drive. Yeah. Give him a drive. Let him have a drive. And if it looks good, good.
Okay.
If it doesn't, maybe you send him out for a second drive. If it's a 3-and-out, you send him out for a second drive and you just kind of play it by ear. But
no, I don't want to do that, though. No.
Yeah,
too
much exposure.
If anyone comes near you, you throw that ball.
Throw it
as far out of bounds as you can. Throw it away.
Don't touch him.
You do not run past that line of scrimmage. You throw it. Throw.
That was when his stint in the preseason ended last year against the Bears. I think he did go for a little bit of a run. And I'd be like, okay, that's enough. We don't need you out there scrambling and running for your life.
I mean, because from like a strategy standpoint, Tommy, for opening night.
Yeah.
Again, Mike Danger, 95.7 The Fan, the Spanish Clipper, hanging out with us here in the break room on CMF. You can catch him every weekday, 3 to 6 on the Sports Bar. I mean, Danger, the closer you get to opening day and put Josh out there. I mean, look, I'm knocking on wood. Obviously, anything can happen. You expose him. If he were to get nicked up in some way, you would want him as far away from opening day as possible to be able to recover from that.
Correct, yes. So maybe it does make. And plus, in front of the home fans, give him a series or two.
So what's funny is I think Bills fans, Danger, you know, we have our break room Bills ticket index that we follow throughout the season.
Okay.
How tickets are going up and
the
down.
The price, yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you, Tommy.
Oh, it's like the stock market. You get a little ticker there in the studio.
It really is like the stock market, Danger. I mean, depending on outside factors, these tickets skyrocket, they plummet. So a couple of weeks ago, like the get-in price to this preseason game was $100. The price for that ticket has come down. The get-in-the-door price is around $28 right now.
Jesus.
And there are a ton of tickets to be had for under like $30, $45, right? It seems like people don't think they're going to see Josh based on how these tickets have plummeted.
I also say, look at the forecast. I mean, it's a Saturday afternoon, and what are we saying, 90 degrees in that stadium? I mean, you've been to games there where it's hot and
really a hot, sweaty pit.
Yeah, you kind of want to.
What, your mom's going to be there?
Get out of there! Ooh,
ooh, Spanish Clipper didn't like that one.
Calling his mom a pit.
Bro, yeah, I got it.
I've been way worse. The Spanish Clipper does not like to talk about the Italian pit. No, I mean, look, I'm taking my family on Saturday. I had to buy the tickets next to
mine. Well, you're going?
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's going to be 90. You hate to sweat.
Okay, I'm not. I'm trying to get every moment I can in that stadium before they close.
No, he just wants to get it out of the way so he doesn't have to go to an actual game with his family.
Well, no, I don't love my daughter's regular season game enough. I'm not going to take you to a regular. Wait, nuts? Especially the last. We have all of these like headlining teams coming to town, right? The Ravens and the Eagles and the Chiefs. I'm not.
Wasting it.
Wasting a regular season ticket.
Wasting. Maybe use a different choice of words.
Look, no, I'm fine saying that. My daughters do not love football enough.
I'm not wasting my ticket on you,
I'm
kid.
Not. I'm not wasting.
Just like
I'm,
his daddy.
No, my daddy wasted plenty of tickets on me. No, it's like when we went to, you know, I took my family to the Thanksgiving Day game when the Bills played in Detroit. Because I had that experience with my dad when I was a kid. And it was a lot of fun and I wanted. And it was kind of a hassle getting those tickets. They're hard to get, danger. You know how this stuff goes, right? And like, I was loving every second of it. The game was amazing. My kids were bored, like, the first quarter. And I was, like, inside furious. I didn't react because I didn't want to ruin childhood.
Sure.
But, like, how are you not?
This you didn't want to ruin Thanksgiving?
No, I'm just saying.
You're supposed to be hanging out with your family?
Kimmy, you get to watch. This is a – who goes
to – didn't he take him to, like, a steakhouse or something?
Well, I was also I was gone on my wife's birthday, so I had to take her to a steakhouse. Yeah,
Football and steak.
I mean, Danger.
In Detroit.
Danger, you love your daughters. You're
I
not,
do.
You're not going to take your daughters –
hangs out with his daughters all the time.
I also hang out with my daughters. I'm just saying, big game, favorite team, expensive ticket. You're not going to take your daughters to that.
It's tough, right? I mean, like, and I can relate. I took my daughters to their first Cubs game at Wrigley Field a few years back, and they were bored. They were bored out of their minds. I mean, it's baseball. It's not the same as football, but still, it's Wrigley Field. And I took my dad took me to Wrigley Field, and I, you know, I don't
look at our history at this place. Yeah, you know, some of this deal was in the Titanic.
I don't want to resent my kids, but they just weren't into it. So yeah, I hear what you're saying. If I had, you know, two tickets to a really good game.
Waste them on children.
Are you bringing your kid or are you bringing a you know, a buddy or a fan who really, really is invested in the team? I get it.
Yeah, look, I'm not even – look, my wife's at work. I'll say this out loud. I'm not scared because she's at work.
Yeah.
If it's a big game, like the Chiefs game, I'm not taking my wife to a Chiefs game in Buffalo. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
A playoff game. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking my wife to a playoff game because she's not going to appreciate it like my brother Ryan would, like my buddy Jimmy would. Like, they've been with me the whole
she's
time.
She's going to get a lecture before she goes during it. I'm going to take you here and you're going to appreciate it.
Yes, and I don't want to have to do that, so she doesn't get to come. It's fair.
I don't want to sit next to Ryan hogging my armrest.
No, he's hands
not sitting, by the
way. His hands are up, so you get his armpit right in your face.
Here's the thing about Ryan. He could put his arms up, and they're still on my armrest.
All right, Danger, one last day. City Camp, who are you guys talking to today?
You know, today, because we had Sean McDermott yesterday, I think the Bills just said, you know what, you guys are good. We're gonna pull up stakes as soon as practice is done. We're going to pack up the United vans, and we're going to get back to Buffalo as soon as possible, which is what they do every year at the last day of training camp. But we are going to talk to our buddy Ryan Talbot from New York Upstate, who has an event in town for their podcast, a live podcast tonight on Park Avenue. And also Thad Brown from News 8 will be stopping by the sports bar this afternoon from 3 to 6.
A lot of Cavs in that studio out there. A lot of Cavs. Thad Cavs Brown. All right, guys, so make sure you catch Danger this afternoon, 3 to 6, broadcasting live from a place nowhere else. No one else is at because they've already left.
No. We will be back in the studio today.
Oh, you are in the studio.
We're coming home.
Yeah, we are coming home today.
My apologies.
I think you need to rename your show.
What's that?
The Sports Clip.
I like it.
How about the Sports Clipper?
Do you think there's a business called Sports Clips that maybe, you idiot?
No, Clipper.
Hey, Danger, I got a great name for your show. It's called Dunkin' Donuts.
No, how about Sports Clipper, though?
It's pretty close.
Gene in Danger, deep into the Clipper.
How about live from 95.7 The Fan, Wegmans, the show.
That would catch.
You're an idiot. Danger, we'll get you in close to the regular season, and then, as you know, the season starts every Friday. Yeah. Mike Danger, Ryan Duffy, recapping Tommy's picks. It's time to go, buddy.
Oh my
Can't
God.
Wait.
All right, Danger, we'll see you soon, buddy. Have fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.